Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight Maniacs, and Happy New Year. Are you ready for 2011? I'm telling you what a fantastic weekend we had. Well, kind of. It wasn't as we had hoped in all senses, but we did have a great, great New Year. Hopefully you guys did too. Glad to see that the Making Eight Maniacs are still here on board. And raring to go for 2011. And, of course, joining me here is my lovely co-host, and that would be Miss Kelly.
Hello, everyone.
I got to turn my volume down here. We're getting that echo, and you know me. I don't multitask very well.
Never could.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And all the maniacs and everybody else listening.
I know this is probably actually the earliest that I've actually had the opportunity to say Happy New Year to you, because since Friday, we have not been around to see each other that much. I had a screaming headache, screaming headache, and I went in and was actually in bed by 10 o'clock. I know you were in bed, too, because you had worked all day and then had to turn around and be back to work on Saturday.
I put in 60 hours a week of work last week and just did another 12 today.
Yeah. So I feel for you. You need a vacation. But we had to go to work too, because I was up with you 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, which is New Year's Day. Now, we rolled over. I did, you know.
I was exhausted. I just couldn't stay awake. At 20 after 11, I fell asleep. The next thing I know, he's over there tapping my shoulder, telling me, Kelly, wake up. The ball's getting ready to drop.
I did. So I gave her a kiss for Happy New Year's, and that was our New Year's. We were in bed, and, hey, it was 2011. Yay. But the reason why was because we had to get things fired up and ready to go Saturday. Let me tell you, we were up at 5 in the morning, and heading down to Okeechobee. What a fantastic time we had down there.
I regret not being able to be there.
I know. It was one of the best. I see Miss Sandy in there is having some issues being able to make sure she's on the right show. Hopefully you're there, honey. We're talking about New Year's and how much fun that we had this weekend. Obviously, Thursday, to kind of start things off, we got to go out to the Buck Daniel Ranch in Okeechobee, Florida, hang out. Shane Hanchy was down there. You guys heard him on our radio show we had Thursday. Got to apologize for not being able to get Joe B on there with us. That guy was so busy working with the kids, and I was so overwhelmed by what he does with working with those kids, you know. He's such a great guy, and he's like a big Papa Bear. You know what I mean? That's how you can kind of look at him. It was very, very cool. I just was very impressed to see how he works with these young kids. And he even took Austin, of course, and we put him – they were running calves through for the Cajun Classic on Saturday, and they were running them through, and the guys were roping them and all that, but they needed somebody to push these calves. So they get Austin out there. He pays him like $15. So he's going to work for Joe Beaver, an 8-time world champion, you know, tie-down roper. And he's crawling in this box with these calves. He's getting kicked and he's getting cracked on. And I mean, it was insane to watch it, but he was having the time of his life.
That's right. I know when you guys came and picked me up on your way back home from Okeechobee, picked me up from work. Austin was covered in cow manure and dirt and urine. Yeah, he was just nasty. But he was just glowing with excitement.
Yeah, you're right. It was absolutely fantastic. So we were out there Thursday at the Buck Daniel Ranch. Yesterday, got to get up at 5 in the morning, drive back out there. We set up for the Cajun Classic. I was not aware of how big this deal was. We're talking the amount of money that they have in added money for these ropers makes it big. Three of the guys out of the 40 guys that were there were at the NFR this year. Three of the 40 guys, one of them being a Cooper brother, one of them being Shane Hanchey, who finished third, mm-hmm. The other one being Trent Krieger. You talk about a great, great time. That was huge. And these guys went at it. They went 5 rounds. We were broadcasting with some issues, but we were broadcasting at 2:00 in the afternoon, and we rolled until after 7:00, almost 8:00 last night. It was crazy. But you talk about fun. Congratulations to our good buddy Shane Hanchey for winning the event last night, winning the round. He won the whole deal, actually won 2 of the rounds. Came down in the short round, and it was wild. It was absolutely a blast. We had the best time down there. I actually got to do the announcing, which was really cool. I'm learning, you know, picking up some trades from Joe, you know, and everything. It was absolutely wild. And then, to top it all off, we got to watch a live video stream of the Touring Pro event in Texas. And, of course, our good buddy Matt West, who we just had on our show on Wednesday, was on doing the announcing. So we got to hear him. We got to see some of the top bull riders go at it. And, you know, it was absolutely a great, great deal. I mean, I just had a blast. It was rodeos all weekend long. We were with our rodeo family out in Okeechobee, hanging out, doing the announcing with Shane and Joe Beaver and all those guys. You know, I got a call on New Year's Day from Rob Smets wishing us a happy New Year's, you know. I mean, it was fantastic. And then we got to watch and hang out with our rodeo family and our Making Eight Maniacs in the chat rooms and stuff like that while they were doing the broadcast of the Touring Pro deal. So we had our extended family all over being able to tune in and watch this deal with us. It was great. As a matter of fact, we're actually getting down to it, but we've got about 10 minutes in the show. We haven't even given out the number. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to get on here and chat with us, got a cool guest lined up here this afternoon. We're going to get down to it, but we've actually got one of them on the line right now. Let's go ahead and see if we can't take our first caller of 2011. So 210, you're back on the ranch with Megan 8.
Oh, my God. I'm the first one to talk for 2011.
Wow. Wouldn't you know it's Cowboy Dave. Cowboy Dave, PBR gets up. How the heck are you?
How are you two doing? Hi, Miss Kelly.
Dave, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. We actually lost connection and had to go to a backup. good thing Miss Kelly is here with her phone.
And
but
I was
anyway,
saying hi to Mrs. Kelly.
Yeah, we we hear you. Anyways, hang on
anyway,
one second.
So how? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're back online here. Sorry about that, man. No, I got to tell you, Cowboy Dave, it is an absolute honor to have you on with us right here, man. I got to tell you, I'm pleased to be our first caller here in 2011.
Jesus Christ, I figured it'd be Cody.
Yeah, I know, right? We had definitely. what's going on,
anyway,
man? You've got some big news you've got to tell us about. We just got some reels here of a new video that just came across the line, correct?
Yeah, your new 2011 video. I just put it up earlier today, and I think you have it, and you've already seen it.
Yes, it's awesome. I was watching it up until about 3 minutes before the show started. I absolutely love it, Dave. It's fantastic. And we're going to be featuring it on BuckersNow.com. So it's going to be up on the homepage there momentarily.
Well, that's cool. Anyway, Scott, the reason I called is I got a couple DMs on Twitter today when I woke up, and I don't know what that was all about. I know you're a professional. Something happened with the TPD last night, the Touring Pro from Fort Worth. You were in the comment area. I was on and off the comment area last night. I missed it. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Something about J.B. Mooney?
Well, you know what, Dave? I wasn't going to mention anything, but I'm glad that you actually called and you did mention it. You know, it's the type of technology we have, obviously, is not the greatest in the world. And you know, the chat room is great. The experience to be able to watch these live video streams out there, you know, was fantastic. And, of course, you know, we were certainly pulling for Caleb Sanderson, you know, being a hometown cowboy, living right down the road from us growing up, being
course.
Able to compete against him, you know, as when he was in high school, man. You know, I actually learned from him because of the type of athlete that he is. And I was, you know, of course, so when you see him on the Built for Tough Series, week in and week out, he's always one of my favorites, you know, to root for. However, every one of those guys are my favorites. You know, I don't root against anybody out there. So I posted a comment that I was excited for Caleb after watching him cover, you know, Black Pearl for 91 points, the only 90-point ride I believe that they had this weekend at the Touring Pro. And, you know, so, of course, man, I was on cloud nine. Well, of course, I posted a remark about that, and apparently it didn't go through right away. And there was a little bit of a delay, and it happened to be that JB was the next cowboy, and unfortunately he got hung up a little bit. It was,
God, hold on. You know, when you're talking about that delay, I was on and I did do comments last night, and there was a 10 or 15 second delay because every time I would comment, it would take about 15 seconds for my comments to come up. So that's where all this misunderstanding came from.
Right. No, absolutely. My issue and my concern was that, you know, of course, we are in the professional business, and we do have a lot of contacts with a lot of those favorite athletes for you, the fans, you know. I mean, we've had guys like Austin Meyer. We've had guys, Mesa Pate, McKinnon Wimberly, Rob Smets on our show, Gary LeFou. We've had a number of these top guys, your favorites, your fan favorites, guys that you guys want to get to know, Shane Hanchey, you know. My thing was this, the comment was posted on Twitter, and I found it to be very inappropriate at the fact that it was lashed out towards me, that I made that comment towards JB, and that I didn't, and without having knowledge that I did, that was what absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I'm glad that most people did, you know, miss that. But that was just for me to be in this type of business, number one, I'm a bull rider. So I don't care if I just got my, you know, nose busted by the guy, I'm certainly not going to cheer for him to get hung up, you know. But I personally am a J.B. Mooney fan. I want to root for him to win the world championship this year, as well as Austin Meyer and as well as any one of those guys, you know. I am a bull riding fan, and for somebody to make an accusation like that without having the proper knowledge was just it was inappropriate. Maybe my reaction to it was inappropriate as well. I apologize to any one of our Making Eight maniacs that felt that way. But the bottom line is this: I love bull riding, and what we're doing here is for you, the fans, to be able to bring you closer to the sport and get you involved. Now, if J.B. Mooney saw that comment that posted, it's not irrelevant that she misunderstood it. It was her response to me is going to make him think that I actually made that comment towards him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be offended by it, and he's not going to want to be out here for you Making Eight Maniacs. And that is just, you know, that's just upsetting.
Let me say one last thing, Scott.
Absolutely, buddy.
We've known each other for a little while now, and I can hear the sincerity in your voice, and I could always hear it anytime we talked on the phone, that you want to get this thing going, and I wouldn't be giving you money to do this. I wouldn't be giving you prizes. I wouldn't be doing all of that. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Well, Dave, I certainly appreciate that, buddy. You know, and like I said, what you have done for us, for Making Eight, with PBR Get Tough and what you guys have done with your videos and everything. Man, you know, you guys are a class act. And I will tell you this, man, we could not do it without your support specifically, as well as the rest of the Making 8 Maniacs out there. And, you know, hopefully it won't come down to us losing a Making 8 Maniac, you know. Hopefully that's not the case, and they will understand the error of their ways as the reason why. Had I gotten an apology for that as to, hey, I'm sorry, I misunderstood that, we could have hashed that deal out with no problem, and that would have been a 5-minute conversation. But it was done in a public deal, just like the chat room was. You know, I mean, you and I know we've had several conversations about that. That me in this business, I'm here to promote the goodness of the sport. You know, doing something like that would be highly inappropriate, and I wouldn't expect to have any fans if I did something like that. So that's just foolishness. And
I'm going to let you go on with your show, and I'm glad you straightened that stuff out, and hopefully those two people that sent us the DMs were listening tonight.
Absolutely, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man, make sure you have yourself a great week out here. Don't forget about the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows on Monday tomorrow, buddy, and thanks for
the
video.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too, Dave.
Okay.
Oh, look at Cowboy Dave out there giving a big shout out to all the Making 8 Maniacs out there. He loves you, and of course we could not do it without him. I mean, I certainly appreciate what he has done for us. You know, I see some of the comments coming in right now. It's not important as to who made a comment out there on Twitter. The fact is, it was one of our Making 8 Maniacs, and it's hurtful when it comes down from one of our own. You know, I appreciate the support that each one of you guys have given us, but we are professionals, and for somebody to even think that there was an accusation like that made, very upsetting, absolutely upsetting. So, with that being said, we've got to take a short break and get things rolling. 2011 is underway, our first radio show of the year, and we're having a great time here doing it. I'm telling you, we're fired up right here on Making 8. So with that being said, got to let you know that our first break is actually going to be brought to you by none other than BuckDaniel.com. If you guys want to know more about those horses that we saw during our broadcast yesterday, go check out BuckDaniel.com. World-class roping horses, world-class horses all around. Go make sure to check them out and tell them thank you for allowing Making 8 to get out there and be a part of what they have going on. We certainly appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, Making 8 Maniacs. You're listening to Lunch Hour, or I'll get it right. My shows are tied up. I'm a day ahead. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show on Making8.com.
Well, Mama told me when I was young to sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone up above. Oh, get your lust from the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied, to be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, be something you love and understand. Oh, don't you worry, you'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be
Peter completely froze. Wow. Send out a tweet right now saying technical issues. Working on it. All right, we back online yet? All right. Hello. Looks like we're back on the air, and wow, what a bad crash that was. That was something horrific. I do not know what happened, but the whole system just flat out crashed. We're working on getting it back here online right now. Hopefully, you fans, we got to get the chat room back up, but we are also on BuckersNow.com. So if you guys are over here and want to jump on over, get over to BuckersNow.com. You guys can get over here on the window, and we're in the shout box. That's a good place for us to go because we're going to be talking about it right now. We're still working on getting our chat room opened up here on Blog Talk for you fans that were tuned in. We apologize for it, but we're rocking and rolling. So with that being said, let me give the opportunity to get some of our fans here back online. I know you guys can or should hopefully be able to listen still. So let's see if we can get our caller here on the line. Our special guest, one of my favorites that we've been in contact with, like, on a daily basis. This guy, we spend more time talking than I think the ladies do on, some of these talk shows. I really do. You talk about some lengthy conversations, but for good reason, because this guy is, to me, a genius. So we're going to bring him on right now. How about the owner and founder of BuckersNow.com, Mr. Matt Owen. Matt, are you with us here on the Back on the Ranch show?
I am, and you got me going. So happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Big shout-out to all the Making Ape Maniacs. Get a chance to meet everybody over the last week or so. It's been kind of exciting. So talk to me.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? We do an awful lot of talking. So one of the things that we're going to do here tonight is actually open up the phone lines. We're going to open up the chat room. We got the chat room back up and running now. We're going to open them all up. We're here on BuckersNow.com, actually both you and I both. So if there's questions that are coming in, you guys have questions about Buckers Now, we're going to be here. We brought Matt on here, the boss himself, the genius, the genius behind this great community is here with us right now. And you guys can talk to him, and we can get a lot of these questions and stuff. Tell us about what your overall goal is of Buckers Now.
So I tell you, first thing, you got to stop calling me a genius because that's the furthest thing from reality, anybody that does get a chance to know me. But, I think I stumbled into an opportunity that expanded, and let's put it that way. I mean, clearly MySpace is out there, Facebook's out there, there's Twitter, you know, all of these various places. And I had some time on my hands and was really kind of looking at an opportunity to develop a specialized classified listing where you could go to publish buck and bulls, and was really looking at it from the standpoint of the buck and bull market, and, you know, wanted to allow the users to be able to publish bloodlines, paperwork, interact, rate them, and what have you. And developed a database doing that several months ago now, and kind of ran into a brick wall when I wanted it to interact with a community structure. You know, I had originally, you know, the first 35, 40 people that have been involved in this project actually came on board, and it was bull riding now, and it was limited just to bull riding. And then on the side, we had a site that was called Buckers Now, and it was intended specifically for the sale of the buck and stock. And the crash kind of came into the works when we couldn't necessarily make these two systems be seamless and make it be accessible to both parties, or to one user into both systems. The authentication process was a nightmare. So, you know, we went looking for the right tools and really stumbled upon a platform and an operating system that's allowed us to put together the pieces that I've, you know, kind of dreamed of as being the owner of U.S. Rodeo Supply. I mean, we would love to have had a community like this for the last 10 years, but the cost to either develop it or the tools to develop it just were out of reach. So essentially, just in the course of the last couple of months, we've managed to pull together the ability to really rally into a central hub the pieces, let's put it that way, of all the members that make up the sports. you know, not just bull riding or bull riders, but, you know, it could be the parents, it could be the fans, it could be the host committee, it could be the associations. I mean, truly building this thing out into the hub where you can go, and it's not the early stages of MySpace where they kind of evolved into, you know, what's going on in my real personal life and they got kind of ugly. I mean, the goal is to use it as a tool to truly interact with the fans and with other people who are in the business and find, you know, those who are involved to help you kind of grow. So from there, I mean, but the core of my desire really is to figure out how many contestants are out there. I mean, how many associations are out there in the world, but nobody's really gathered the statistical data. So, I mean, that was kind of the heart of a desire to build something or have it, and now it's kind of expanded to the point of, you know, when you see Chad Berger and Sadie Berger and Mesa and Hargis and V6 and some of the guys that have jumped on just in the course of our relationship since we started talking last week. I mean, I think we're truly on to something. I really do.
Most definitely, man. This has got to be the coolest thing to come down the line, and not just for a fan, but also, you know, for anybody in the industry. I mean, there's a simplified home for them, you know, and I know that you and I have spent some very lengthy conversations, but to be able to sit back and, you know, basically import everything that we have within a social community, we can take our personal lives that we do share on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, incorporate them into our community here at Buckers Now, and then be able to continue to manage what we're doing within the community. You know, I love it. I love the concept. And I think that everybody that has seen it also loves the concept. I mean, this thing is just huge.
I think that's one of the big key pieces there, is that it isn't anything new. I mean, there's forums, there's chat rooms, there's blogs, there's, you know, directory services, there's news houses. I think the piece that, as this just continues to come together, it's a couple highly customized pieces specific to our industry that I think can really drive it. You know, the ability for, let's just say, a pro-level bull rider to have a profile page with a live stream tied to his webcam and he's on his laptop in a hotel. I mean, if he wants to broadcast live, you hit that top guy's page and his live stream, you know, it's, as soon as the show is over, he's on. His Twitter account's right in the profile, his blog, you know, whatever content it is that he's using to communicate in the past. It's been, all these tools are out there, and now more and more people are using them. But in order to find those pieces, you got to find somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody to tie all those pieces together. And in the beginning, that's a fun chase, you know, if you have the time and the luxury to go, you know, hunt down and build your network. But in the end, I kind of see this as a unique opportunity where you'll be coming into a place and flipping through who's online and what stream is online and, you know, networking and connecting. And there's a whole microcosm of multi-layers. You know, fans are communicating, but there's also business being conducted. So it has that opportunity. And clearly we're on the ground floor. I mean, literally the last week we've doubled in size. And like I say, I can't tell you how much I want to see. You know, I think we got one person in Canada right now. You know, I want to see this over there in Brazil. I want to see it in Australia. I want to see, because I know they're there. I mean, well, everybody knows they're there. But once the message kind of gets out there, clearly it'll be exciting to start to have that capability to interact with maybe not a pro-level bull rider, but to find somebody who's in Australia who wants to come over here and start making connections. I think that this tool has that means to kind of embrace that opportunity.
Absolutely, it does, man. I mean, what you guys have done is taken all of these other formats that where everybody has to go to an individual page. I mean, even if you go to, say, for instance, you know, we'll use making8.com as the example. You go to making8.com, you've got to click on one link to get to another link to get to another link. You know, and you know, if you just to listen to the radio show, you know, and then if you want to watch the video, then you got to go back and you've got to, you know, go scroll through and then click on that. What you're providing is an opportunity for Making 8, as well as the fans and everybody else, to be able to go in and stream everything right there from your own console. You know, I mean, basically you have a control panel of what you want to deal with. And, you know, you have the opportunity to add things, to take things away, which I think is fantastic. You know what I mean? And you can put what you want on there. You can take away what you don't want, you know. And if you want it here on this day but you don't on that day, then you can just, you know, take away or add. You put it in a back console, you know, and then you can
right.
pull it forward. I mean, it's great.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what we really wanted to do is open the door for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, or you, the fans that have been getting involved with Buckers now, the opportunity to sit back and ask us questions on how we can do those things. Of course, Matt, you have spent some very long nights helping for some of the fans that are trying to get involved and they're trying to get out there, you know. I know you have been up late because I have been up late getting those comments, and then I forward them on to you, and you still have the work to do.
I've been crawling out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and going, man, they can't access it. I mean, this is ground floor. I mean, it truly is. There isn't. It isn't like you can go call up tech support to the companies that have assisted us because they don't know bull riding. You know, it is so tailored towards our industry, and I think that's what's. Pretty exciting about it. So, you know, if you see me on here, definitely, you know, hit the chat button, ask me, have you published videos to YouTube before, but you don't know how to bring them into here? Ask, we'll help. Do you want to have a Ustream channel? You know, it isn't on there yet, but it's coming, I think probably in this next week. Every module of every profile is going to have a very simple thing. If you have a webcam, you have your own, you know, live feed right on your profile if you choose to use it. You know, so the thought process is, you know, can you imagine stock contractors, you know, putting a webcam on their lot so you can see the bulls real time? I mean, we're not talking expense. It there is none. So,
right.
I mean, suddenly opening new doors that have not existed in the past. And I'm pretty excited to see, you know, because these are only some of the ideas. And watching what's happening from others that have said, you know, that would be great if we could do this. Well, okay, I bet we probably can. You know, work with me, we'll be flexible. We'll do everything we can to sure try to accommodate and really build it into, like you say, probably a marketplace is the best way of describing it. How you choose to use it's up to you.
Right. You know, and the thing is, it, like everything else, you know, like with the PBR making their changes and, you know, doing these online video streams and things like that, there's always technical difficulties that we're going to run into. Obviously, you saw a piece of that tonight, you know, with us losing our connection and computers freezing up and everything else, you know. But, you know, it's a matter of just being patient and realizing the overall principle behind this thing. And realizing the potential that we have and what you guys can have right here at your fingertips is just amazing. But you got to be patient and we'd be willing to work with us. You know, I mean, just like the PBR last night, you know, we saw a lot of comments coming in their chat rooms about, oh, you know, the audio stinks here. This is terrible. You know, listen, that's their first ABBI broadcast that they've done. You know, we've got to be patient enough to work with them and let them make those adjustments, you know. And just like you said, I mean, basically, if a fan comes in or a producer or anybody involved with the sport and they say, listen, this is what I want, hey, let's do it, you know, and it's just a matter of putting your heads together and figuring out the best way to make it possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and you look at the reality of what's happened here, the evolution of the internet. I mean, I was in the telecom industry for 10 years and, you know, probably 8 of them didn't have a cell phone, you know, and now you look at, I left the telecom, I got in, I started US Rodeo Supply and it's probably been 10 years ago. What we use for tools then versus what we use now is it has just absolutely exploded and the costs have come down. Well, the costs are still exorbitant, but I mean, in contrast to what you could do even 2 years ago, these tools are now, the whole goal is shareable. It has to be able to be interconnected. Don't force the member into redundancy of, you know, your identity is your identity, and it won't be long, and people will be using an open ID. It's already kind of here and kind of adopted, but I think you'll have one identity, and they're kind of embracing the Facebook Connect. You're seeing that on more and more sites that saves you the sign-up steps. And that's what we're going to embrace. I mean, we want to essentially tie in your world. If you've jumped into the social community in any way, if you have a blog, it has an RSS feed. So if you published all this history and it's out there and you're like, well, but I still do my blog. Well, essentially it can come with you. And you can continue to publish it over there or you publish it over here. And the same with YouTube. You can bring that in a player or you can bring in all the history. And Twitter, this next week, the Twitter application is going to be directly inside your profile. So you won't have a separate page, but if you were someone like yourself with the Make an 8 program, you're essentially going to have the capability to see who are my friends that are online. Oh, I can initiate a private chat with one-on-one, or I can jump in the big chat board that's right here below the player. Oh, wow, I see he's tweeting over here. I mean, in a single page without leaving it. That's the goal, and tying in all that history. So I think it's a pretty exciting opportunity to draw in a whole new world that aren't necessarily diehard fans once they see it. Because I can recall, you know, the second that I got exposed to the sport, I was hooked. I mean, that's all that it took, and I've been a diehard PBR fan ever since, you know, and I think I probably always will be.
Yeah, most definitely. And we've even got, like, some of the comments coming in right now in the Blog Talk chat room is that, you know, I mean, like, Kat Johnson's a big blogger. You know, she blogs about her stories. She blogs about her books and things like that. She blogs about the industry and what's going on. You know, now she has a place to broadcast it where it actually reaches within the rodeo, the rough stock community. You know, I mean, that's just huge for somebody in her position. You know, so not only is she a fan, but now she's a part of the community, you know.
Right.
And that's in essence what you're looking at doing is bringing everybody there as neighbors, you know, as friends, to be able to communicate amongst each other. And you know, I mean, although Facebook and Twitter and all those are great, you know, how you're limited in what you can actually do between the two of them. You know, I can't post a player of the show directly on. I can post a link to it, you know. But I can't sit there and watch it, and you can't post that player on your page. Continue to do your Twitter and Facebook while you're chatting and watching the player all at the same time. In essence, Buckers Now, you'll be able to do that.
Well, and I think a couple things that are probably worth, you know, expanding the conversation on, because it may be confusing me. We're not talking a strong understanding of technology in order to use it, I don't think. You know, and I could be mistaken. I'd be curious to see in the chat room whether you think it's difficult or whether you run into problems, but I think it's pretty simple. But the interesting piece that the site brings, you know, the capability of custom profiles and specific language driven around what you are. Are you a bull rider? Are you a stock contractor? Are you an announcer? You know, and to cater your profile to that, to enter text blocks or to put information in once it starts to make sense. Because you look at the site, I still go to it, and I'm a little confused. It's like, wow, there's just so much stuff that you could do here. But after a week or, you know, looking at it, it starts to make a little more sense. But if you take out the core stuff that all the other places, I mean, you got chat rooms, you got your forums, you got your blog, you got a marketplace, some of the other pieces, if you take that out and you really look at what it is, I mean, we're talking specific buck and stock profiles, and I hope, I don't know for sure when I'll have it done, but the bloodlines. So you as a stock contractor will create a profile, and it'll be directly tied. It won't be a fan page isolated on an island. It'll be directly tied and viewable inside your profile, and the rating system is going to change, so it'll be more in line with how you would actually score it as a fan or as a judge. So that one's pretty exciting. Just added fan pages today. So any user, any member at any level can in theory create their own fan page of a rider, of a bull, of an event, of anything that they would want to be a fan of and try to tie it back that way. The one that honestly excites me the most, I mean, the buck and stock excites me a lot because that's the core of this project, how it started. The fundraising sponsorship module, I think, is, you know, I came from U.S. Rodeo Supply. So we have been hit up and continue to be hit up probably daily, if not multiple times per day. You know, will you sponsor me? Will you help me ride? And the honest answer is I would love to. The means aren't there to be able to do it because of the margins on the product, the size of the industry. And I think that this module allows you to play a pretty powerful part. You know, if you're drawing your people over here to be your fans, I think long-term we will excite enough outside interest from those that want to get involved in sponsoring, whether it be the PBR or PRCA or lower-level events. They may be migrating through here first and checking things out and asking questions to find out, you know, where is a great opportunity? What should we be spending? What could we be spending? So new opportunities are going to evolve if we play it right, we being just the members of the community. If you've got a sponsorship opportunity up there, post it. If you're part of an association, you know, if it's, example, Nathan Toll's working with the IFR and the bull riding director and raising sponsorship money for down there. Perfect opportunity to put that up, you know, in the sponsorship and raise the funds, ties directly back to your PayPal account, and away we go. I think you'll see similar to eBay eventually, you know, where we've got a rating system on who's the seller, you know, where we could say that they're a community stamp of approval, because there's both sides in the sport, as there isn't anything, you know. I think you want to be working with the best of the best and somewhat have a heads up if they're not, and the community takes care of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, and you know, like, you know, for the fans that are involved with you now, I mean, you guys are literally on the, I mean, you know, they have, the foundation is just now being poured, you know, for this concept of Buckers Now. And for us to be able to be brought in as your official voice, you know, and be able to work with you guys as, you know, as more or less as partners, you know, because as we develop and as we grow together, you know, we're going to just sort of phase Making Eight in towards into the Bucker Now program, and that's where you're going to see Buckers Now, or you're going to see Making Eight really take off, is within that network. That's our goal here at Making Eight, is to develop that to where we don't have to really access anywhere else. You know, we can go through and run Making Eight and everything through it, through our console right there at Buckers Now. It's going
to
be awesome.
Right. I think if you look at where we're at even as tonight, when did we make the announcement? I mean, we're talking less than a week ago. Clearly, we've got some structuring pieces, because in the end, we're not going to be telling people, you know, be sure to log into the Blog Talk Radio chat and be sure to go on the shout box. And the fragmentation of what it is that we're talking about is really trying to get all these pieces centralized. And everybody's just now getting an opportunity to look at the initial stuff, and then new ideas are coming on board of the what ifs. Could we do that? And there seems to be kind of sides of these wonderful extra pieces really don't apply to me, but I'm sure thrilled to be here kind of thing, because I can connect. But then there's the other side of those that are like, man, I got to get all these pieces pulled together, because I got to go find my YouTube stuff, my blog, my this, my that. And once I get ready, I'll be back to you, because let's lay this thing out, because I'm going to make it my new home. There's no need for me to go these other places. You can, you know, the Facebooks might become a little more personal life and a little less trying to be business life.
Right.
But they still are important. The ability for you to invite those friends over onto this side is definitely there. So I'm curious to see where it really goes. I am.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I am too. You know, I mean, we're both kind of jumping off, you know, and for Making Eight to be able to be brought over. Like I said, it's an absolute privilege, Matt. I mean, you know, for you to allow us the opportunity to be able to work with you guys, and we look forward to developing a long-standing relationship with you as friends and as you know, as fans within that rodeo community. I mean, it's just a cool thing. We're kind of the first kid, you know, the first couple move into this new neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Well, I got to back up a step. I don't think I said it earlier, but I really got to send out a pretty sincere thank you to Clint Dickus. He's a bullfighter here from Iowa. A few people probably know him. He travels quite a bit. Clint said very early on, I called him and I said, can you only imagine, you know, what this thing's going to be capable of? And I'm sitting in my cave, you know, typing away, doing my thing. And he's laughing. He pretty much extended connection in the network. I'm watching the chat box. Sorry. And he said, you know, you should probably really call Scott. I've heard his show a couple times, and I think he's got some good things going on. And I think I got pulled back into doing the development side of things and didn't. And then I called Brett Weldon, announcer out of Oklahoma and said, you know, hey, here's what I'm doing. Really love to have you get on board. Want to see you test the waters. And he goes, you know who you need to talk to? You need to talk to Scott. You need to get a hold of Macon 8. And just like that, you know, you had kind of seen the early stages of the other site. And then I think I dropped you a note and said, hey, can you come check out the new site, the new platform? And just like that, you know, so we were looking for a voice. We needed. You have, just in the course of a week, you know, getting to know some of these people who are the maniacs, the diehards, and they are. I mean, these people, it's interesting to see where you're all from throughout the U.S. and how many of you have already kind of built relationships because of this, and that's really the goal of it.
Right on, man. And I actually see we've got some questions coming in our chat room now. One of the things, like with Facebook, you know, once you reach like 5,000 fans, it limits you. You can no longer accept friends. Is that going to be the case, or is there a limit there with Buckers now?
Well, I was going to try to put it into the chat, but I think I'll just say it out loud. I've had those discussions, but the software is essentially a community building tool, and there's others that have used it who have had in excess of 5 and 10 million users. I don't know, you know, you're talking the scope of Facebook, 500 million. I'm guessing that that's a Facebook limitation, just like everything else that they set it. You know, if you can bring 5,000 members over, I'll make sure that you can exceed that. You know, the rules of the game right now is that the portal's wide open. There's so many tools that the other places, they all have this, I mean, in theory, they have this capability, and perhaps in the future they'll elect to go that way. You're starting to see more where you can customize your page in Facebook. But there's a lot of reasons why I understand that they haven't. But everybody in this world right now says niche social communities is the future, that everybody's kind of on board now. Everybody's online, and everybody has great speeds. Now it's really about what do I do with my life, and probably multiple niche social communities that you're members of. So to my knowledge, something like this in our sport doesn't exist. There's been great stuff with great people, and I think we just got lucky with the right tools at the right time. And if this week is any indication, you know, we didn't go to a million users, but I tell you what, the first ones that are on board, and they're every single one of them's in the chat room, fired up. You're here, and a lot of stuff has changed and started to take shape just in the course of, you know, 4 or 5 days.
Right. Now, obviously, you see some of the comments that have also been coming in regards to when you go to register with Buckers now, the height-weight question and the age question. The first thing that came to me as we promoted this thing on Wednesday and announced that Macon 8 was the official voice of Buckers now, we get out there, and the first thing was, this had to be designed by a man. Because they say, no way woman is going to throw that out there and make you.
I looked at it, and the joint, there's two pieces to this puzzle, and I can address that specifically because I'm the guy that's doing the code behind the scenes. We weren't going to roll this thing out yet, and we got ahead of the curve. So that's part of it. But B, the system won't allow me to designate unique profile types. So if I wanted you to say, just click here and be a bull rider, then all of these fields apply to you. And if you click here and you're an announcer, then all of these fields apply to you. So the join form is directly tied to the type, and there is just one type because we opened the door and we didn't set membership levels to say if you pay this fee. If you go into membership levels, you can start to change those things. So long story short is we've thrown essentially everything that I thought we might want to know in an industry profile card, assuming that you are a rider, not a fan, and assuming that you were having an interest in specifically height and weight and maybe even riding hands. So those things are put in there long-term. If they weren't in the join form, you couldn't actually find it when you went to edit profile. So they all tied together. But I think the mapping of the join and who you are and what you are and what you want to do with the community as we grow, that will evolve. And clearly the input will be streamlined so that it's quick. I think in the end, our members will come because they're already Twitter members, and they'll just do a connect, and then they'll hit edit on their profile and just fill in what you want. So
right. Yeah, I actually see one of the comments was that if when you click on whether you're male or female, that if it's a female, it should automatically go away.
Yeah, I questioned it myself. I honestly did because I was like, you know, I didn't know. I called up, this has been quite a few months ago, I called up Mark Andrus at Saddle Barn early on and I said, hey, will you take a look at this thing? I know that you got some great bulls. I know that you got a lot of connections and we've done a lot of business together. What do you think? And I said, I think I'm going to be probably sitting with an empty, you know, server with my imagination in a cave short of getting somebody like yourself to be a draw card to really start to make this thing happen. And pretty much that's what he agreed. But, you know, as things have evolved here, our partnership has taken shape. And now, you know, like I say, when you have Mesa and Sadie Berger, Chad Berger, Jerry Hargis, I mean, some of those, you're not going to get any better than that. So as long as we're doing right and listening to what their needs are and you start to draw in some fans and you start to get interaction, I think this thing is just poised to really take shape. But there is a spot on the site on Buckers now. If you go to the actual forums, there hasn't been any real interaction there to my knowledge yet, but there's an enhancement request forum. That's what the title is. You could post things there. You could shoot me an email. You could let Scott know. You could post it in the shout box. Pretty easygoing people. You know, we'll customize it to what you need. We want to know what you want. And that's, I think, the difference between some of the other places that are out there is to get it built that way. I see a question here about smartphone. We had it for a short window. And didn't realize that it was causing some challenges. As it turns out, anybody who had a Mac was getting rerouted to the smartphone application, and it totally distorted and looked like crap. So we pulled that back down. I've got a great tool that's going to be coming out here hopefully in the next week because I know that that is the critical piece to the growth to this thing, and it's got to be a great application where you can upload pictures and upload videos. And I think the one piece that ours offers that the others don't is the actual ability to get into the chat rooms through a mobile app. So that's pretty exciting. So, yeah, stay tuned. It's probably in the next, I'd say actually tomorrow I should get some resolution to maybe roll another one out, but probably in the next 2 weeks we'll have it refined better.
Yeah. That was an interesting tale there because you and I were both getting messages, and even today, you know, we got one.
But she's looking at what?
Yeah, you know, like at 11 o'clock at night was, hey, what happened to the, you know, the Buckers now? I liked the way it looked before, and sure enough, but it didn't take us very long to troubleshoot it and figure out, hey, you know, obviously she was using a Mac, so we just, the process of elimination, we just started knocking out things that you and I weren't using, and when we saw it, we knew that it was a mobile app issue, and you were able to
fix
that
problem. Yeah, once I saw the picture, I understood, but I at first I was so confused going, man, I sure don't want to upset them. I want to make this thing right and make it exciting for them, and she's saying it looks like crap. Well, it looks like crap, what? So,
yeah. So, but yeah, that's, and it's gonna still take that, you know, for you, the fans that are actually registered, and if you're not, you got to get over there and get signed up with Buckers now, really.
And it's free.
Over there.
I don't think we said that, but I mean, you probably only got a couple seconds left. The long-term goal is to actually attract what I'll say contributing members that are willing to bring over perhaps historic content, whether that be DVDs, you know, like Netflix is now on-demand viewing. I would love to see this evolve into a place where a contributing member, a celebrity, an author, I saw Kat Johnson, you know, making this be a place where they're actually conducting business and making money. I mean, my goal of this is to help others make money, period. And if you're making money, this thing's working. That's really what it's going to boil down to.
No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, since we are out of time, we are going to be over at buckersnow.com. You can get a hold of us on the shout box. We're going to answer more questions. We're going to talk more to you, the fans, and we love to hear from you. So you guys get over to Buckers now. Hang out with us for a little bit. Don't forget the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern time. Matt, I appreciate you taking the time out here to jump on board with us, man, and we are looking forward to this. This is really the coolest thing, man. You're going to hear it from me one more time. You're an absolute genius.
No, you can't go there. Pick a different word.
I hear you, man. We'll work on
something. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on the other side.
All right, Matt. Take care, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, there, Making Eight Maniacs. That's going to do it for our Back on the Ranch show. I told you, we have had some lengthy conversations, Matt and I. Great guy. Y'all make sure to get over to BuckersNow.com. Check us out. Hang out with us for a little bit. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be over there. You guys are more than welcome to join us. We'd love to have you, okay? So until tomorrow when we're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo show, you Making Eight Maniacs, get a grip with Making Eight and Buckers Now.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.